This is the People's Front Room Collective. Hello and welcome to PFR podcast number 6. I'm here with Clayton Lawrence Blizzard the First.
That's right, mate. How's it going?
Very good. Just the two of us today.
Oh, where is everyone?
A little bit lonely without...
They got sick of us.
Paul.
PJ, come home, baby.
I gave him my house key so he can come round tomorrow morning and do some editing. Bless his heart.
Oh, mate. Above and beyond. Big shout out to PJ Hopkins.
Big shout out. We've got some music from the Flux Capacitors.
Oh, yeah.
A band from Brighton, two bands from Brighton, Clever Thing and Town of Cats.
Nice.
Our man Chaz Thorogood.
And, yeah.
So without further ado, the festival season's coming up, so we thought we'd hit off with something a little bit festival-y.
Pretty festive, this. Let's go.
Seen the last of this demon on my shoulder. Them hoes now pass to believers, I got older. As embers of a cooler, we continue to smolder. He sits there overruling me, cuddle to my soldier. La 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 la. Oh la 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 la. Oh la 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 la. Oh la la yeah yeah yeah.
This is the only voice that given a choice I would brush off. I get rid of his boisterous grip and stop making a fuss of it. But it's starting like a molar to the bottom of my pores as it feeds off that weakness that leaks from my pores. And the spores of the trouble to be caused take force, suffocating the braces of good that I saw since the last time. I dropped my vices, retrieved by that demon and popped on ice. It's a legible cycle, it's round and round. It's right till I find some higher ground. And
I thought I'd seen the last of this demon on my shoulder. Them hoes from past all the leaders I got older. As embers of the cooler, we continue to smolder. Pieces they're overruling me, cuddle to my soldier. La 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 la. Oh la 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 la. Oh la 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 la. Oh la la yeah yeah.
There's a certain level of disheveled like I'm reveling. A certain fraction of my act with the devil in. And every now and then my head that needs a leveling. So I can sort the sediment and see from ever settling. But it's hard when the temptress is trying to pull me now. We got a bad, incredibly naughty advice to be nice. Nobody taught me as I saw the dummy slash stories for me out. Hey, I gotta stop this heist. To see by that demon at a costly price. With a swagger in his manner, with what's precise. How do I stop this guy and get him off my life?
With this I need an exorcist to stop these heads from kissing up my neck. Every time that I neglect to keep myself in check before I get the chance to try the demon interject. Oh, to heckle with this I need an exorcist to stop these heads from kissing up my neck. Every time that I neglect to keep myself in check before I get the chance to try the demon interject. As embers of tomfoolery continues to smolder, pieces are overruling me, colonel to my soul.
That was Town of Cats with the demon.
Yes,
Joe Travis.
Shoulders going.
Got your boogie under that.
from the shoulders, certainly, you know. I've got a bad knee. I don't want to get carried away, but my shoulders were going, mate.
That was a friend of mine, Joe Travis Dean. They're a Brighton band. He's actually an old friend of Charlie Fitzgerald's as well, from Winchester.
Fitzy. Hello, mate.
They've stayed in Campbell Street a couple of times.
The one and only. The legendary.
When they've done gigs in Bristol. So it's always good to have them back. If you're listening, Joe, come stay anytime.
Nice. There you go. He's offering up his bed for you.
And next up, we've got another old mate of mine, actually, Charlie, from South Coast as well, Brighton Way. This is Clever Thing and Fixer Upper. That was Clever Thing with Fixer Upper, another Brighton band. We were down not far from there ourselves a little while back, weren't we, mate?
That's right, mate. Talking about the South Coast business, we were down on the South Coast in your hometown.
Hastings
with
and
the
St.
whole
Leonard's.
Crew. Yeah, Hastings in the place. PFR takeover at the Printworks. So let's give a massive shout out to everyone that was there. Big up yourselves for coming along. Big up all the PFR crew for being there and performing. That's making it a beautiful night.
It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Did you have a good time?
I had a lovely time, yeah. I had a lovely time. It was great. There were so many old faces there, you know, people I've known for years and years. And yeah, I haven't lived in Hastings for about 10 years now. So it was so great to be able to take back something that I've been working on for 5-6 years now, all the way back to Hastings, and show everyone what I've been up to, actually.
Yeah, introduce two worlds colliding, two parts of your life.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously it's different for me because I'd never been to Hastings and never performed there, but it was lush. It was lush. We had a great crowd. It was really busy. People seemed to really enjoy it, really be responding to the music. It was a really nice atmosphere. Yeah, lush That's business. It's really great to do it, to be able to do it outside this summer. For those who don't know, PFR is a festival venue. We do a lot of summer festivals, but these are things that we're doing through the winter, to bring you the music that you need and that you love, and music that you might not hear elsewhere, and that's what we're doing, these kind of takeover nights, so we get the live vibes going.
That's it. Yeah, the lovely Katie Goldfinch actually took a few audio clips for us to listen to from people at the event, so check these
Katie.
Out.
Thanks for that.
So, ladies, tell me what you think of the people's front room.
Yeah, it's fantastic, man. Some amazing people, a really fantastic array of talent, man. Really cool.
Yeah, it's got a really good vibe.
And in terms of the type of music that you're going to see here tonight, would you see bands like this at a usual bar?
Probably not. No, it's much more festival type stuff, actually.
And what's been your favourite act so far?
What's been your favourite act so far, Lynn?
Just all of them. They're all just, everyone's so individual, and in their own way they just bring something new to the stage.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the sax is my favourite so far.
I feel like it's a lovely kind of comfortable place to be with some amazing music, and the poetry earlier, thought-provoking but rhythmic and just great. I just feel this is the place to be right now.
Well, to me it means community and togetherness in art forms, in terms of enjoying other people's art forms and just being beautiful people and appreciating each other's beautifulness. Beautifulness. With a hyphen. Beautifulness.
Well, I'm astonished, completely astonished by the quality and the atmosphere generated by it. There's love. There's love in the air with these people, you know. It's not about the money. It's not about the fame. It's about the love, you know.
Unrehearsed testimony from members of the general public, ladies and gentlemen. Real words from real non-bot people. So, you know, that was the type of vibe, that's what we were rocking, and we even shared a little bit of stage space, didn't we, Tom, if I remember correct?
Oh, it was an absolute pleasure, as usual, Clayne Blizzard.
As always, mate, you know, I like to make fun of Tom, because it is really enjoyable.
Likewise, that's the one, my friend.
Just waiting for a but there isn't one, ladies and gentlemen, I just enjoy that.
Well, when you've been working together as long as we have, it does get tense at points.
There is a lot of sexual tension in the room. Elephant in the room, guys. Let's just address it.
I was going to say, maybe we should play Chaz's song, because he was at the takeover. He was a bit of a star of the takeover. So
he was at the takeover. He played it on Alba's set. Played his own set, and I think he got involved later on with a jam as well. So
that's it,
mate. Master guitar player, great singer, and in his own right, fantastic artist with a new EP out.
Exactly, and this is the single track from that new EP called Four Walls.
The shadows on the wall, they could betray us all. Secrets and the lies are faceless in the light. Guilty steps we walk while trying to keep them short. Won't someone take hold on me before I straight? guessing every word. We question what we heard. We all have doubts and cares. We hide them, we don't share.
That was Mr. Chaz Thorogood with his new single Four Walls, out on Beatnik Records at the moment. You can catch that on Spotify, on SoundCloud, all over the place. And he's moving his boat down to Bristol this summer, actually.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. Big up, Chaz.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you down here, mate.
So you'll be able to catch him at the in Bristol in the summer, and of course with us at the People's Front Room.
Oh, yes. And next up, we've got a local band from right here in Bristol, and a band of my ken, a band I know well, played a lot of gigs with them. I've been on their radio show. Yeah, I mean, I love the PFR, but I've got a life outside it, okay? All right, don't judge me for that. Don't hate me.
What, you mean you perform and or speak on other radio shows?
I do, okay? It was in the past, it was before I met the PFR podcast.
Still makes me angry though.
Before we started it, yeah, but I appreciate that I have that power over you to make you angry by talking to other boys. So I'm about to introduce, in order of height, Commander McNeil, Hazel Winter, and Maximilius Schnellsimilians.
Maximus Decimus Meridius Schnell. The man himself.
Exactly. That's his full name.
What a guy.
What a guy. And a lovely collection of people, and I've played them a lot of times. They are strangely named, the Fucked Catheters. No, hang on, no, I've said that wrong. No, sorry, they are the Flux Capacitors, and this is called Chaos.
Come again. discover and it's okay, I won't stay. I wasn't really hungry anyway. And you're back, and I'm not the same. And you're back, chaos has come.
Yes, indeed, that was the Flux Capacitors, Bristol's very own, and the song was called Chaos. And if you are so inclined, you can Google that name of the band and then the name of the song, and you can find a video which represents, with images, a story to go along with the song. It's really rather good.
It's great, yeah.
It features some puppets.
Yeah.
Really excellently made puppets of the band themselves, looking all like they do, but in puppet form. It's very clever.
And a lizard on a model Tracy Island.
There is a lizard on a model Tracy. Let's not give away too much to the listeners, because we want them to go and listen to it and watch the video for themselves.
Well, if I heard someone on a radio show say that there was a video of a lizard on a model of Tracy Island, I might go straight and watch the video, because it just takes me straight back to my childhood. A little like that song takes me back to the 90s, you know, Sonic Youth, Pixies era. I absolutely love it. It's got such a lush feel to it. I love those simple but so effective guitar lines. Really nostalgic and pretty. Thanks for that, Michael McNeil.
It's not a radio show though, is it, mate?
Well, I've been lucky enough to be featured on Michael McNeil's radio show.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
After the stink you gave me for being on his show.
Yeah.
See, That is typical of you, Tom, isn't it? That is typical. You're having a pop at me for something you've done yourself.
Yeah.
Dear. What are you like?
Well, anyway, so next up we've got a tune from Loita, who sent it to me over Facebook, and I really like the feel of it, so...
Yeah, bring it. Let's have a listen.
Why could you not hold my hand?
That was Loita with her song Holding On. I was just saying to Clayton while it was playing, actually, that is a kind of crazy thing. I put a post on Facebook saying, is there anyone who would like me to feature their music on the People's Front Room podcast? And a guy, Lee, got in touch and said, here's my girlfriend's tune, why don't you play it? And I met him a few times down in Canterbury about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's an amazing thing that Facebook keeps people like that in touch with each other, you know.
Indeed, that is the good thing about it. And I enjoyed the song. Did you like it?
It's lovely. Yeah.
Really nice. Really nice sound to it. Nice atmosphere, production. I really like the little. It's like a really clicky beat, and it's like, but with loads of reverb on it.
Yeah. Echoes of More Chiba and Massive Attack.
Again, bringing that 90s vibe. Mm. Are we quite 90s on this month's episode?
Maybe we're a bit 90s, yeah.
A little bit 90s, that's all right with me.
Maybe the 90s are coming back.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, let's just bring the good music back and leave everything else where it belongs. So what are we going to hear next?
This is a tune by a mate of mine, Hugh, who goes by the name of Bear, and it's called Metal Man. I was reminded of Autechre and Boards of Canada.
Okay, yeah.
Again, straight back to the 90s.
Mate, yeah, it's chill out room stuff, isn't it? You know, you can imagine you have some like banging techno in one room, then you'd have a little bar off to the side playing that type of thing, and it'd be kind of nice. Or you might put that record on when you got home. from a late night of electronic music that was a little bit more banging. But yeah, it was nice. I enjoyed that. Something different.
Yeah, I love those sort of big, sort of spacey, metallic sounds in that tune, echoing out there. Slush.
Yeah. So in an absolute first for the PFR podcast, we done an interview, what we recorded on a separate day. Just being honest with you, we don't want to fall foul of the post-Hutton inquiry witch hunt, the fake news, watchers thinking that we're trying to pass off something happening in the room right now between us in the physical space we currently occupy, in the time that we currently occupy. So full disclosure, we recorded an interview last week, and the interview is with DBH, better known to the crew as Dan. Big up, Dan. He was on tour and just coming through, happened to be coming through Bristol last week. So we collared him and got him in the studio. And so he was on tour with El Sol from Catalonia originally, now resident of the Netherlands. And the two were on tour coming through Bristol, and so we caught him. So here's the resulting recording of that catching.
This is the PFR Podcast.
The People's Front Room Collective. The People's Front Room
Collective. Welcome to the PFR Podcast, DBH and El Sol.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, gents. And you're on tour around the UK. How's that going?
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah, we've been to Birmingham and Manchester so far. Tonight's Bristol.
Yeah. Playing in Bristol tonight, Roll for the Soul.
Roll for the Soul, yeah.
And you were both on tour, I understand, and met in Europe. Was that last year?
Yeah, we played a few gigs in the Netherlands together, which Joanne arranged. That's when we met, and yeah, it seemed to be a good combination. Good combination of musical acts.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, you both play solo with a guitar.
That's right. I'm more introverted. Joanne's more extroverted with his performance. I think it works kind of well together.
Okay. Yeah. El Sol, you are, as Dan put it, an extroverted performer. Yeah. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, probably if you put it together, it's clearly like this. But yeah, I think when we play together, sometimes it's good when I play first. It's like a drug, and you go like this, and after we're done, you go down, and you relax. So it's a good combination. You want to relax first, and maybe later just to get some ecstasy. Yeah. I don't know if it's a good explanation, but I think it works very good.
An emotional journey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we both put a lot of soul in the shows. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. A whole lot of soul. And so, I mean, speaking of, you're playing live in a lot of different places. You've recorded as well. Mm-hmm. Your last album, mm-hmm. Pualugu. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
You did some recording in Greece and Ghana.
There is some recording thing from... actually, it's called Pualugu because I finished in this village, Pualugu.
Okay, so that's the place...
Where I recommend to anyone.
In Ghana?
To go to Ghana, to Pualugu. It's a musical village. Everyone's played a kolo, this guitar of two strings. And there is a track that is fully recorded in Greece with a very nice choir. The song is called Memory, and people doesn't speak in Catalan, but I make them to sing what I sing, so they remember what I sing, and they try to reproduce it. So the song is called Memory, and they use the memory to sing it.
So these weren't Catalan speakers.
No,
they just learned enough to learn.
It's my game with them.
What was the instrument you were talking about from Ghana? Kolo, is it called?
Yeah, I have the number three, the track three, it's called The Immigrant.
The Immigrant.
The Immigrant, and it's a song played with this instrument from the north of Ghana, from the area Bolgotanga. It's called Kologo, and the song is playing my small travel with a musician from Ghana who bring me to Til Pualugu. And I explain a small story about how playing my music, people was dancing and getting crazy. So the people from the village danced my music. Yeah.
So you
from
were
the
like,
immigrant. Yeah.
You were like a griot,
mm-hmm.
going around the towns and telling stories and singing.
Well, the concept of concerts in Ghana doesn't exist like here. And you try. You try. And if people like it, people, they will put you money in the top of the head or inside of your instrument. Yeah, you play in a, I played, was invited to play in a funeral.
And a funeral?
Yeah,
wow.
Funeral,
okay.
Happy, and, yeah. And it's full of music, art, and musicians, yeah, going there. And to begin, I understand nothing, but after it was one of the most amazing experiences ever.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds amazing.
Joan.
Hey, hey.
Thank you for speaking to us. It's been very nice to meet you, and welcome to Bristol. Hope you have a great gig tonight. And you're going to play a song for us. What's it called?
It's called Professions Can Exist, and it means professions that doesn't exist.
Professionalism doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something we take to heart at the PFR, yeah, particularly with, mm-hmm, the podcast. And what is the song about?
The song, it's about open relationships, but the fact you can even to rob a bank and save the world.
You can rob a bank and save the world.
Yeah.
That's an intriguing idea, and I look forward to hearing about it. So I present with Professionalism Does Not Exist, El Sol.
There you go.
Robarem un puto Cort Inglés sencer.
salvarem totes les cries.
Nice one,
Juan. Thank you.
That was great. Yeah,
sure. That was part one of our recorded interview. That was El Sol speaking to us and singing to us last week. So that was great. And we'll have part two coming up soon, which will feature our very own Dan DBH. So, Tom, what's up next?
We've got a track from Pelorus called Alive. It's out on Funnel Music right now. It's his new single. He's a great guy over from New Zealand, actually, especially to start his music career here in the UK, so respect to him.
Waking up alone again, I can feel it in my living bones. You'll never know. I won't sleep until dawn. I just can't help it.
That was Pelorus with his new single Alive, which is out now on Funnel Records. And next up, we've got part two of our non-live interview, recorded at a different date to the date when I'm speaking. And this is with our very own Dan DBH.
You're listening to the People's Front Room Collective.
Where does that name come from, Dan? DBH name.
It's my initials, and I obviously wasn't feeling very imaginative on the day I had to entitle my solo project.
Yeah. How do you describe the solo project?
I'd say it's just me and a guitar. That's what I'd say. On the albums, I flesh it out with a bit of violin, piano, percussion.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's basically what I get up to with my acoustic guitar.
Yeah. And you favour the nylon string.
Yeah.
Is that across the board? Is it all nylon string stuff that you're doing?
Pretty much. I've dabbled with steels and electrics, but the nylon is the one I have lying around in my bedroom that I end up playing, they end up writing songs on. And so, yeah, that's why it's become the one that I use, I guess.
Great, okay. You were also part of the PFR crew.
That's right, yeah.
The PFR. How did you get involved with us? How did we find you? Where were you all of our lives before?
Yeah, it was a while ago now. I think from what I can remember, I was just sitting at home one day, minding my own business, and this colourful ball of energy came bumbling into my house, known only to me as Jez.
Yeah.
And she was like, "What's that piano? Do you play the piano? I need a piano player." And eventually I calmed her down. We had a cup of tea. And she explained that she was part of this collective that goes around festivals making music. And would I like to join, play some piano down at, I think it was Cambridge Folk Festival, maybe?
Nice.
I can play a bit of piano, but I'm not a great piano player. But being a bit of a chancer, I thought, yeah, I'll just tell her I can do it. So I came down and I saw some of the most amazing piano players I'd ever seen. I'd realised I'm not actually a piano player. But fortunately, I was a violin player and I had my violin, and that went down a treat. So.
Yeah. Well, it would do at the folk festival. But you are a multi-instrumentalist. I mean, what else do you play? Obviously, guitar, violin, piano.
Yeah, a bit of drums.
I've seen you play drums.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. But you play everything on your own records.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've also been touring around and playing with as part of several other bands as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I saw you in Bath ages ago with Kieran Leonard.
Yeah.
Which is a really, really good gig, really exciting. So you've got two albums out you've made to date. You're working on a third, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Great. And what are you going to play us this evening? Is it something new or something off the last album?
It's neither. It's a track off which ended up on a compilation album. So, yeah, although I'm going to play it in a slightly different form than it appears on that compilation. So slightly reworked version.
Would you say exclusive?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you say exclusive. Magnificent number one PFR exclusive?
Yeah, I think it deserves a jingle.
Boom! Holla! Holla at your boys and your girls. Let's have some love in the room for Jez. Yeah! And the song is called
Sea Retreat.
Sea Retreat by DBH.
This is the People's Front
Room Collective. Thank you.
So that was the second half of our interview, and that was, of course, DBH. So big up to him, big up Dan, big up to Juan. Thank you both for coming in and seeing us. And we, of course, with the benefit of hindsight, we can now say that the gig we were talking about that night in Bristol did go very well indeed, because we were there. It was great.
Lovely, yeah. And their support act as well, Sonia. She was amazing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Maybe we can get her on the next podcast.
I hope so.
I'm talking to some people at the College of Screenology as well about filming the songs for the podcast as well. So next up, we might be able to get some videos going out too.
Ooh. Exciting developments for the podcast. Yes, indeed. And it was a really, really lush little atmosphere. The gig was at Roll for the Soul, a little bike cafe in town. Very nice, respectful atmosphere. People were really, really there for the music. You know, it was one of those nice occasions where it was kind of quiet. People really paid attention. Dan did his live thing, so it's just him and a guitar still, all
amazing.
Instrumental, really beautiful stuff.
Actually nearly brought a tear to my eye, his performance. It really did. It was so powerful.
It was moving.
Yeah.
You know, I could see you getting a little bit emotional. It was nice to see. Juan as well. It was great to see him live, actually, because I think he was talking in the interview, or certainly we spoke to him a lot, you know, when he was here and we were setting up and going to the gig and everything. He sees himself as very much a live performer. Not that he doesn't like making records, you know, but just that he, for him, it's all about the live show. It's all about the connection with the audience and whoever's there. And it's in the moment for him. And I can kind of relate to that, because as a musician, I spent most of my time playing live, or writing and thinking about playing live. And I was always fascinated with recording. It was always very important to me, but they always seemed to be two kind of separate processes. And I wouldn't say either was preferable to the other. I just loved them both, but they were very different. And I didn't play live the way I'd recorded the songs. There was always something quite different about them. And I didn't record the songs the way I played live. They were always quite different versions. It was two distinct processes, and I think that was the same for Juan. That's what he was saying. So, and I know you, Tom, have you've done a lot of different projects, some where you're, you know, sort of in the booth doing the recording and the mixing and stuff, and others where you're performing and recording and writing. So you've done a lot of different stuff. So in your experience, how do you feel about that? Where does it fit for you playing live? Is it the most important thing, or just one thing among all the good stuff?
Well, I suppose that I still see them as very distinct processes, but I think one of the magical things about the studio is trying to catch that live atmosphere, and that's probably the hardest thing to do. You know, the situation we had the other week was a great example. Juan, when he played in this room, just got off the train in Bristol, and he came into a room which he didn't know, with people who he didn't really know, and was expected to perform. That's a very different vibe, you know, studio vibe, to the stage, where you have this atmosphere, like you said, and this crowd who are all waiting. You can build yourself up to that, and you perform at your best, I think, under those kind of expectations from an audience. So to take a song that you've written in a moment of pure inspiration that you might play live with all your heart, and then go to some kind of alien environment like a studio, again full of people you don't really know, in quite strange circumstances, and then be expected to bring that magic, that's quite a strange thing, and the job of a good producer is to be able to bring out those magical moments. And I learned a lot, actually, from the other night recording Dan and Juan for those very reasons.
So, listeners, thanks very much for being listeners, and big up to our, sadly, on this occasion, absent tech maven, PJ Hopkins. Big up, PJ! That's the sound of one hand clapping. And, of course, massive, massive thanks to DBH and El Sol for joining us in the studio. Thanks to my co-host, Tom Fryer. And thanks most of all to me, Clayton Lawrence Blizzard I. Big up the PFR. All praise is due to the People's Front Room. Thanks very much for being with us. We're going to leave you with a song like this. It's by a guy called Kieran Leonard, who first came to my attention because of DBH, who... who contacted me last year and said, hey, I'm playing with this guy in your region, come along and see it. And he was, the guy in question was Kieran Leonard, and I'm going to play you a little something now.
I was born in the shadow of the workers of the South Man's factory, and I don't know how to dance, I never really learned how to ski. If only you could know a mistake is still a melody, and deep into the mangroves with an napalm folk and all the little creatures dwell, you can climb to the deepest cave and cast away your darkest trail. I shan't forget, though I still wish you well. Chalice, if you're only whispering, and slip behind the tigers with splendor and approach upon a happy place. The moaning of the masses will ascend into an uproar of infinite grace. Everything you ever worried for is only empty space. One sees the silence. Past the time.